Well, whatever. Let's just drop it. Okay, before we begin, I'd like to welcome Rabbi Blum. Everybody knows Rabbi Blum, all of his work he does for Agudas Yisrael of North America. Rabbi Blum just told me that he is retiring. Well, I don't like using that word. Retiring makes it sound, well, Rabbi Fassman had a whole thing about it. But we would like to recognize Rabbi Blum for all of his contributions to Klal Yisrael, and he's not ending that, he's just moving on to a different phase. That's what we say, you know, working for our Sameach Amir Tashem. So both, truly we'd like to thank you for everything you do on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's an honor, and Mazel Tov. Baby Rabbi Blum, everybody knows the other Rabbi Eli Blum, who lives in our community, baby boy, so I'd like to wish the family a Mazel Tov. Okay, so we're in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. We're on page 34. So we're talking about laning. So we're discussing the whole takana about a coin, Rabbi Blum's a coin getting the first aliyah, and Levi getting the next aliyah, and permutations from that. And what happens if there's no coin? That's what we discussed yesterday. How about if there's no coin? How about if there's no Levi? So on and so forth. So for today, so in test we left, the last thing we learned yesterday was you can't have two levim. You can't have two kohanim. Let's say you have no levim, so you'll have two kohanim, one after another. Can't do that because somebody will cast aspersions on the first kohen. Discuss that. And in test, we learned the same thing applies by levim also. You can't have two levim coming one after another because they'll cast aspersions on the first levi. We discuss how does that work. You know, it's not like his father can't marry a divorcee. So Mishabura had that question. So that brings us to Yud today. Noagu likros Kohen achar kohen behesek Yisrael beinehem. The custom is, now again, I always tell you, you have to be very careful with the language of the Makadah. Kar says, what the custom is, the minog is, right? Because, again, this is all takkanos chachamim, because of shalom, we don't have any problem. I'm the bigger talmud chacham. I'm the bigger talmud chacham. So therefore, we have something very definitive. Kohen gets the first aliyah, Levi gets the subsequent, the next aliyah, and then Yisraelim. So the Makadah says that there's a custom. There was a custom that you could call a kohen after a kohen. In other words, you could call two kohenim, but not like in a row. He said you can't do that. As long as you have Yisrael in between. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah explains that what this means is not what you think. In other words, that you start and you go this regular order of the way we do it. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And then afterwards, you could go back again and go Kohen and Levi Yisrael. Keep on going in that type of order. Keep on spinning that way. The Omer HaChazan, next page. And the Chazan says, or we call Gabai, Keshekorei L'Sheni, Afal Pi Shehu Kohen. And you say, even though he's a Kohen, he's getting the next Aliyah. Okay? Ochios B'Zayav, Noachim B'Levi, Achar Levi, and the same thing you do with the Levi, as we just said. But the Ramah says, well, we'll see what the Ramah says. V'lachein mutar la'alos gam kein l'maftir b'chiyai gavna. You can also call a coin for maftir, or levy for maftir. Similar type of way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ramah means that you would say, okay, this coin is getting maftir, even though he's a coin. Even though he's a coin, he's getting maftir, or a levy. The imkara maftir stam ein lochosh lufgamo dehare lo maskir shmo. But if you just call him up maftir, you know, without mentioning his name, so then it's no problem because we're not mentioning his name. So then, again, we're worried about casting aspersions on maybe this guy has been decoinized because we found out something in the lineage. So we won't worry about that. Then v'yesh arim de ein likros koina olevi lamina shiva. The Ramah says, some say that we don't do this. We don't do this cycle that we could call more, we call Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And as we've said previous days, on Shabbos we have to have Zion Kohen, we have to have seven aliyahs. So you'd have a Kohen Levi, and then the Kohenim and the Levium would be shut out from there on. So Machaber is saying, no, some places have a custom that you could keep on spinning it. But the Ramah says some people don't do that. You don't call a Kohen or a Levi to the seven, except for the first two. First one's Kohen, the second one's Levi. Aval achar shlit nishlam haminyan yechom likros kohen or levi. But after you finish the zayin kruin, after you called up the requisite seven, first one kohen, second one levi, and five regular Jews, so then you could call up a kohen or levi for what we call achron. Right? We don't do it here in the shul. Right? We don't start adding on, but some shuls do that. Right? So then you could call a kohen or levi for achron. L'chein no'agam v'nilas elu miu b'makam tzarech v'tchak yesh lismach asvar rishon. So the Ramak finishes, that's the custom, that we don't call a Kohen or a Levi to any of the middle aliyahs, but we just call them but you could rely upon the first opinion, doing a cycle, if there's a need, if there's a big need. I remember years ago we had two chasayim, we had two offers on the same Shabbos, and both families were Kohenim. So that was fun. So that was fun, figuring out all the aliyahs. But, okay. So Mr. Brura says, in Lamed Vav, the Chofetz Chaim says that you could call a Kohen or a Levi based upon the Levush for either Achron. Again, we finished the seven aliyahs, then you call an A, Achron. That could be a Kohen or Levi. Or, the Mr. Brura says, same thing with Maftir. Maftir, you can also call it Cornelius Levi, or Levi, as we said before. Okay. One last Mishnah Berurah, at least for tonight. What happens if they made a mistake? Again, this would never happen here because of our God volume, right? No problem. Wouldn't happen. But what would happen? Always have to cover your tracks. What would happen if they made a mistake and they called somebody up? Actually, it happened once. No, that was a little different. What happens if they call up a Kohen or a Levi for one of the middle aliyahs? They made a mistake. That hasn't happened. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so the best thing would be that, and we've seen this before, we saw this in Beis and Gimel, that have the guy Kohen wait there, or the Levi wait there, and then we'll give him Achron, or Maftir, if he could do it. How about, let's turn the screws a little better, let's make a more fun case. How he can't do that, he started to make the brachas already. And then so he says, whoa, he's a Kohen. What is he doing? Doing in Ravine? Like, what's going on? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Bediyeved, if that happened, he could keep on going. Because we have the Svar Rishona that, you know, we could start, and then we call Levi, and then Yisrael. So that would be an interesting case where we'd have to spin it that way. That would be a case. Okay? Well, no, we're not going to continue this tomorrow. After Shabbos, on Sunday, we'll pick this up.